All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. as we are taking a look at how we can beat anxiety. And I was mentioning that there is a fairly easy way, although I'll admit it might be somewhat a little more expensive than, you know, just doing the once over. I mentioned that, you know, this whole issue of wanting to just use that bath water to calm you by adding some essential lavender oil to the bath water. And I was mentioning how, you know, I just didn't like the idea of trying to get clean. And so washing the dirt off my skin just to have it get back on my skin as the dirt floated all in the water that it was surrounding me when I was taking a bath. So I decided I'm just going to shower. That resolved that problem. Now, what do you do, though, if you want to take a lavender oil bath to calm you? And you're thinking, well, hold up now. Won't I still be a little tense if the dirt is still rolling around? Well, what if you did this? What if you spent just a few minutes, doesn't have to take forever in a day, a few minutes taking a really good shower first. Yep, a really good shower first. And some of you know you can really thoroughly clean your body without it taking all day, which means, of course, you're not using a ton of water. So what if you were to shower first and then, you know, while you're showering, especially if you have a separate shower and tub, while you're showering, let the tub be filling up with water. You put a little bit of that lavender oil in there, and that water, that tub is filling up with that water while you're showering. And you're finished with your shower probably even before the tub finishes filling up with water. You're clean, and then you get in the tub. And then you can relax because you know the dirt has gone down the shower drain. If you only have the option of having a tub that doubles as a shower, what if you shower yourself first, clean the tub out, and then go ahead and start filling that tub up with lavender oil bath water? That's an option. And especially, you know, you think about you may not do that every single day. Just an idea. What else can we do to help beat anxiety? Still using the lavender, keeping lavender in the equation. You can add a few drops of lavender to a tissue and place that tissue under your pillow. The experts are saying that will help you fall asleep quicker. Add a few drops of lavender to a tissue and then place that same tissue under your pillow, and it should help you fall asleep more quickly. What else? Well, they recommend using lavender and an oil diffuser to help with insomnia. They say that the sweet, woody smell of the lavender oil helps you to fall asleep and stay asleep. So putting lavender in an oil diffuser. Also, you can use that lavender to help with headaches by applying lavender oil to a cotton ball or to your fingertips, and then massaging slowly into your temples. They say that the smell will relax you as the oil eases your headache. Natural remedy, that's what they told us. Natural remedy, lavender oil as a natural remedy. How about this? Still with the lavender. It can be used in aromatherapy massage as a muscle relaxant. And all you do is massage the oil into the skin and unknot the muscles of the back and reduce spasms. So for that one, you may want to go to a masseuse, or even maybe consider having a family member, even though they're not a trained masseuse, to go ahead and use that lavender and try to relax those muscles for you. Get this. Lavender can also be used as an expectorant. And when I say expectorant, Yes, the very type that you're thinking about. The kind that breaks up mucus from the nasal and chest congestion that come along with a cold. Lavender can be used to do that. Also, you can inhale lavender oil to help with pain management, especially after a workout or a therapy session or surgery. So, you determine whether it's safe for you to use it in any one of these ways, particularly as something to be inhaled to help with pain management. But that's one way that we can beat anxiety, by using lavender. What else can we do? Well, how about making a reduction in our lives, particularly reducing caffeine, sugar, and processed foods. Caffeine can actually cause heart palpitations if you ingest too much. It can trigger panic attacks or anxiety attacks, especially if you already have an anxiety disorder. Hypoglycemia, also known as low blood sugar, can also cause palpitations. Now that's caffeine. Caffeine causing heart palpitations. And again, if you ingest too much, and that's probably something that many of us need to go ahead and reduce anyway. Caffeine. It can definitely have its benefits, but it can have some drawbacks too. So make sure you're thinking about that old adage. Well, maybe not so old, common adage now though. Everything or in moderation. Or I guess we could say whatever you do consume in moderation. Because some people just need to stay away from some stuff altogether depending on what's going on with the health matters. What about that sugar? Well, sugar acts as an adrenal stimulant and it can cause anxiety or even panic attacks. Other offensive foods include those that contain refined flour products and even wheat, since wheat can cause inflammation. Besides caffeine and sugar, food allergies are a big contributing factor in your overall overactive central nervous system. So, food allergies, contributing factor to the overactive central nervous system, when it is overactive. What else can be done then? There's more. I'll share it with you in just a few.